بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جسی کلام حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز دورہ شیخ العرب والعجم شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مقدہ. دا ٹائٹل از جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی, حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی, پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی, فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے, کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی, دل میں لذت درد پنہانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی, کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں, جس کو ملتا ہے جامع عرفانی. کیا حلاوت ہے اس شکستہ میں جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل بھی دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے ایمان میں کیسے احسانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, first we'll translate this beautiful poem and try to translate and give the explanation. And Hazrat's all poems, as we know, are filled with so much of ulum, so much of ma'rifat, so much of muhabbat, knowledge, love of Allah, and recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Jam o meena ki hai farawani. There is an excessive amount of the bottle and the glass. And this is referring to, like commonly Sufis refer to their condition, like the people who are in the tavern who drink liquor and they become like drunk. They are out of this world, they think they are enjoying. But that is in total haram, napak, najis, dirt, filth. But yeah, the drink and the wine of the love of Allah, that they are having an excessive amount of bottles and pouring into the glasses and drinking of the wine of the love of Allah and the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah, ta'alluq and nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And what is the sign of it? Jis pe hota hai fazl-e-rahmani, on whom Allah Ta'ala's fazl kindness comes down. Many people generally think that when they get a lot of money, income, big house, nice car, good lifestyle, Allah's lot of fazal upon us. Or some people, even in ibadat, that mashallah they are making namaz, etc. That is Allah's great fazal. But what is the real fazal of Allah on a person? To know that Allah is showering you with His blessings, and Allah is making you close to Him. What is the real thing? Tark karta hai kar shaitani. He gives up the work, shaitani work. In other words, when you find you got the tawfiq of staying away from sin, all type of sin, then know that Allah's special fazl is upon you. Like many ulama will feel, or we will speak about a certain alim, mashallah, what ulum, what knowledge. But the real fazl of Allah is tarke kari shaitani, the giving up of guna. When a person is, Allah Ta'ala saves him from guna, then that person must know that Allah's special fazl is upon that person. Dosto dard daulat ko, O my friends, this great enjoyment of the love of Allah, which is in the heart, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Only those who are Rabbani, and they are, who are the Rabbani? They are those people who give up the gunas. And the minute you give up guna, like Hazrat's one beautiful poem, La ilaha mein muqaddam hai. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. La ilaha. All the ghairullah, all the sins, all trusting in things besides Allah. Tawakkul on asbab, tawakkul on zahiri things. When all that, La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair haq jab jaye hain, tab dil mein haq a jaye. When all ghairullah goes, when the heart becomes clean, automatically Allah comes there. So when we give up guna, and this is the biggest guna, to have trust on asbab. Asbab, they are not arbab, they are not gods. Rab is only one, there are no arbab also, only one Rab. And when you have your full trust on Allah, the biggest guna is gone out of your life. And all other things, all gunas are gone out, then Allah comes into that heart. So this is how, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Rabbani are those people who will find Allah in their heart. And that will happen when we will be giving up all our gunas. Hamile darde ehle nisbat ko. Those people who have got this nisbat, ta'alluq of the love of Allah. Who those people who are connected with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Those people, and that will happen when we give up guna. Then we'll get nisbat ma Allah. And for such people, for their position is by Allah also. But even the dunya's people, khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. The people say from their heart, there is a good man, there is a godly man, there is a Allah-fearing man. Automatically, they just have little contact, little taalluq, little meeting with you. They say, you're a good man. You can see that you have got good qualities. The people will see also. And the people will also admire such a person. Allah will also give you position. And in the dunya, by people also, Allah will give you izzat and honor. So the main thing so far, all this, the foundation is to give up guna. Then you become Rabbani. Then you have izzat and honor by Allah. You have izzat and honor in the eyes of the people also. Shaykh-e-Kamil so jo hai mustaghni, a person who stays independent from a Shaykh-e-Kamil, a person who feels, I don't need a Shaykh. I can manage this road on my own. I can find my way on my own. A person who feels like that, paayega kaise zill-e-Rahmani. How will he find, so to say, the shadow of Allah? That is the rahmat, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala has made this the means that you have to have somebody that you go through to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Maulana Shamsul Alam is here, mashallah. He told me one beautiful sentence. He's from Bangladesh. He's running a very big Darul Uloom. He's a Sheikh ul Hadith, the Muhtamim also. And our Sheikh's very beloved Khalifa also. So he was making khidmat of Hazrat, rubbing oil in Hazrat's head, etc., malish. So Hazrat told him, jisse dono jahan ka malik mil jaye, from whom you found the king, the owner of the two worlds, that is from your Sheikh. You got ma'rifat of Allah, muhabbat of Allah, nisbat of Allah, from whom you got that treasure. Wo, that means that Sheikh, dono jahan se zyada qeemti hai. He is more valuable than the two worlds. He is zyada, dono jahan se zyada mehboob hai, hona chahiye. He should be more beloved to you than the two worlds. And you should sacrifice your two worlds for him. Because it is through him you got the king of the two worlds. Without your Sheikh, you won't get the king of the two worlds. You'll get ibadat, you'll get ilm, you'll get taqwa also. But that nisbat of Allah, that ta'alluq of Allah, that you will get from the Sheikh. And then the Shaykh's value must be the greatest in your eyes, because it is through whom? Through him. And that is a true Shaykh, who doesn't keep you to him, but he takes you and lets you find Allah Ta'ala and your ta'alluq and your connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Fisq karta hai door manzil se. And remember this underlying, very important, fundamental principle, that fisq, guna, all types of guna, they take you away from your destination. They put you off course. They put you offline. An aeroplane that is flying and has to land at a certain airport, that has to be set perfectly, right to the last, finest degree to land on that runway at that point. If it is just 1 degree off, and the airport is near the sea, it will land in the sea. If the airport is in a city, it will go land on a building. It has to be perfect. So guna takes you off course. So your course, you have to land by Allah Ta'ala. You have to find Allah Ta'ala. But if you are off that course, but guna is the thing that puts you off course, then we are going to land somewhere else in a very dangerous place. That whole plane will go up in fire. Hey, how lot of destruction will be caused. So, fish karta hai door manzil se, peer tera ho ghar che la thani. Even if your peer is such that there is no second to him in the world, he is the greatest peer in the world, but that is not enough. And you are committing sin privately on your own, then though you got the greatest sheikh also, but because of your sinning, you are not going to reach your destination. That common example that we give, that very good friend of ours was an acute diabetic patient, and one time his diabetes was so high that he had to be hospitalized. And under supervision of the hospital, the nurses, the doctors, they are giving him all his medication, watching him, his diet, everything. But his sugar level is just going up, breaking all the theories that they have, that this medicine will neutralize, will bring down his sugar, but it broke all the theories, until the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. And he pulls a blanket over him, he's having insulin also, having all medicines also, strong medicines also, and then he's eating chocolates also. So like that, if we carry on, like we are doing everything, but quietly we are committing sins also, then we're not going to reach our destination. So sins is our worst enemies. Many people think certain country is our enemy, a certain nation is our enemy, but a real our enemy, our sins. And because of our sins, Allah uses, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعَدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعَضًا. Allah uses a certain nation, a certain condition, a certain people to be against you. We blame that person, but it is actually because of our sins, all this condition, whether it is in the house with the family, whether it is outside people fighting with you, whether it is problems you are having in your life, all this is because of our sins. Faiz-e-Murshid ki ye karamat hai. And on the other hand, a Shaykh Kamil, his face, and this was at all times the karamat when we go to majalis and we do fulfill and we do observe all our, what we have to be doing properly, the outcome and the result of it, koi Rumi hai, koi Khaqani hai. Somebody became a Rumi by Shams Tabriz rahmatullah. Somebody became Khaqani, Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Khaqani rahmatullah alayh. All these people became great, and that silsila Allah hasn't made it munqati and cut it off. Till today also, those who go with sincerity and one day Islah, they Allah gives them high positions. They become the favorites of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wali Ridwan said a dream you saw.
It was on Saturday morning when you were in Cape Town. I had a vision of the Rosa Anwar opening up, and in there Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, and on his left hand side Hazrat was also sitting, and the chair of Hazrat was quite huge also, and both were smiling, and it seemed that both were receiving some khabar. What the khabar was I wasn't sure, but it seemed like when we have our Darul Uloom Abnai Qadims, and then the students mention what they are doing in the world, and then how Hazrat normally would listen, and he would, so it seemed something like that, that they were receiving. And then my eye went looking at Hazrat and looking, and then I saw the smile of Hazrat, and then I visited.
This is all the prayers of the Shaykh. It's nothing to do with one individual. This is all the prayers of the Shaykh, and the fazal and karam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how much a person who fulfills the rights of the Shaykh, the rights of the Khanqah, and does everything as he is supposed to be, Allah blesses till today also. We know how filthy, how dirty we are, worst of the creation, but only the fazl of Allah and the barakat of the silsila of the Khanqah and the adab and ihtiram and love of the Shaykh, may Allah bless us with the reality. Even today, Allah won't deprive any person. It's no achievement on our side. It is fully the fazl and the karam of Allah and the silsila of this beautiful silsila of the Khanqah and of the Shaykh. Koi Rumi hai, koi Khaqani. Must rakhti hai saare alam se, and a person will be totally indifferent and not worried about the world. The world won't appeal with him, all the glitter and glamour with the temptations. Hayhat, ilayya, tashawwafti, ilayya, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, ilayka anni, oh dunya, get away from me, you're trying to tempt me? Umruki kasir, your lifespan is short. Wa majlisuki haqir, your majlis is useless. What is your entertainment? This dunya won't fall in the temptation of this dunya, no matter what it comes in the form of cars and houses, women and resorts and holidays and all that. And yeah, we should also remember, especially Allah grant us the reality, that many of us, we like resorts, holidays, but where we go and stay? We stay in a place where they're drinking liquor. People before us, after us, one way liquor is flowing there. Zina is carrying on in those beds, those that linen, and in those utensils they are eating swine and drinking wine and that, and we enjoying that place. And in your own house, no matter how little, but your wife, you, they still out carry on, zikr carry on, malaika in the house there. And in these places here, Allah's la'anat is coming down. A person is majboor, helpless, he has to stay over in a hotel, he's in transit, something like that, unfortunately. That is now not of choice. That is unfortunate. But also there, you will be able to feel that place is manhoos. That place is evil. You won't like it to be there. Then how many of these places have got murats also hung up? They've got all these things also. How much you going to cover? How much you going to? And we sleep the night there. So, and your own house, what a beautiful, what environment, there's Quran recited, there's namaz is being performed there, etc. So, by the, so by, must rakhti hai saare alam se, dil mein lazzate darde pinhani, that enjoyment, that hidden enjoyment of the love of Allah will make you independent of all this temptation of some world cruise on a ship. Like that it looks very nice, going to this resort, going to that hotel, going to this function, going to that. Your heart won't be in those things. Only of necessity, then you will get involved, but your heart won't be in those things. You won't find enjoyment in those things. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein, oh, what enjoyment is in there, in the life of that person, jisko milta hai jaam irfani, who gets to drink of the goblet, of the wine, of the marifat of Allah. How much you come to recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, His qudrat, His kindness. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala wrote down all the good things and all the bad things. Then Allah explained it. A person who makes niyat of doing something good. Niyat, not only just desire. Like for example, if we have to ask now who wants to get married, desire is in everyone. But niyat, that now you go forward with it. That you take my proposal for a certain woman, then very few are might be opt for it. So irada, a person who makes irada of some good action, already Allah writes down the sawab for him. And you just lying in bed, today I'm getting up for Fajr now. Already your Fajr namaz sawab is written. Today I'm going for 40 days jamaat, 40 days jamaat, all sawab is written. I'm going for Hajj, I'm going to Majlis. Today was Yomul Thulatha. We got up in the morning, today is Majlis day, I'm going Majlis. But now whole day you still went town, you went toilet, you went where and where. But your sawab for Majlis is already written. Allah writes it already. And then when you make amal, from 10 to 700, that is the basic Allah writes down. And ila adhafi mudha'afa. And how much more Allah wants to, He writes even more down, just on intention. So in the mornings if we make intention, my whole life I'm going to live on Islam, on Deen. I'm going to fulfill the commands of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, to prepare for Akhirat. And for that if you want to, you can go in little detail or you can say it in short. I'll be regular with all my aqaid, correct them, be strong in my aqaid. Ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq. I'll make the effort for Islam and Muslims to dominate in the world. Right? Islam must dominate in the world. Muslims must rule in the world. For all that you're getting sawab. And you're lying in bed. You haven't made wuzu stuff. And you're getting sawab. Then you make niyat, I'll stay away from all haram. To stay away from haram, the reward is fulfilling faras. Very great reward to stay away from haram. You make the niyat, I'll stay away from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, making taqlid, following the ways of the enemies and the non-Muslims, east or west, whatever it might be, that I won't fall into bid'at, I won't have pride in me, I won't lie, I won't have jealousy, I'll have ikhlas, I'll have humility, I won't have pride, all this niyat, I won't drink liquor, like that also you won't drink. I won't commit zina today. I won't steal. All that sawab is being written for you already. And so you make niyat of that, Allah writes the sawab so much. And when you make, if you make a niyat of guna, Allah doesn't write it down. You make niyat today, I'm going to commit zina. Allah, when you commit the zina, one guna. That only that. Who is that, that the worker comes to the boss, I thought I'm going to steal today 500 rand from the till. But I changed my mind and I didn't steal. The boss will say, there is a dangerous man. We can't keep him here. Though he put it back this time, but tomorrow he's going to steal 5,000. You won't keep that person. But Allah writes tawab for you. You make niyat that I'm going to steal 500 rand today. Then you say, no, it's wrong. I can't steal. Allah will give you the sawab of 500 rand that you gave, that you didn't steal. Where can you find the Allah like that? That Allah who gave us free of charge eyes, brains, He gave us our health, He gave us our families. What the efforts of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is that being. Kya halawat hai uske jeen, that person, what enjoyment he gets in his life, in his namazes, in his zikr, in his tilawat, jisko milta hai jaam irfani, who gets the enjoyment of the drink and the goblet of the wine of the recognition of Allah, who recognizes Allah. Meer meri dile shakista mein, oh sir, in my broken heart, tempte, a desire for guna is there. Allah put it in every person. Every zuyyana linnas, hubbu shahawat, minan nisa, wal banin, wal qanatir al muqantara. All these things of this dunya, Allah has put it, the desire is there. So it is there. And you don't fulfill your desires, you broke your heart. So in that broken heart, jamo meena ki hai farawani. There is an excessive amount of the love of Allah and closeness of Allah and recognition of Allah. Bottles and bottles of wine and glasses of wine of the love of Allah come into that heart. When you break your heart for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Rang dekho to bazme arif ka. If you want to see what is the enjoyment and where there is real enjoyment and pleasure, then look bazme arif, the gathering, the majlis of an arif of Allah. How everyone is enjoying. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jaulani hai. Like when the nizam is being read, or people are jhoom jate hai. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jaulani hai. What enjoyment a person gets. That is in the gathering of the arif of Allah Ta'ala. When he speaks of Allah's muhabbat, qudrat of Allah, forgiveness of Allah, kindness of Allah Ta'ala, how great Allah is, how merciful Allah is, what a jannat he has made, what ni'mat he has blessed, everyone goes into a trance. Rush karte hai ahle sahil sab, all the people who are on the shores, they envy what's on the shore, those people who are in the comforts of this world, those people who have got khirat, brains and that, they all envy. Who do they envy? Dekh kar mauj dil ki tughyani, when they see the wild waves of in the hearts of the lovers of Allah. When they see these people, what lives they have got. What enjoyment, peace of mind, contentment of heart. We have got so much money, but we have got no enjoyment. These people have got no money, but yet they are so content. And how what enjoyment they are getting. Rind paata hai khan kaahu se. And the person who is a dry person, who is like a pious person, or a person who is not pious and is far from deen. From what does even such a person, what does he get from the khanqa? Apne iman mein kaif ehsani. In his iman he gets the kaif, the quality of the closeness of Allah. And ta'budallah ka'annaka tarah. Fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yarak. He was an abid, he was making ibadat, but he didn't have kaifiyat. He didn't have, what will we translate kaifiyat? The qualities in the heart. He didn't have the enjoyment in his heart. But when he came in the company of some Ahlullah, now that same zikr is, but now that zikr is different. Now he's still going 40 days jamaat, but now how he's enjoying his 40 days. He's still doing all the other things also, tilawat, namaz, but now he's enjoying it. Jab milad dard khoon hasrat se. And what did a person get from when he did not fulfill his desires? Even a pious person, but he's a human. As long as he's human, he's also got desires for the things of this. And that is the starter, muptadi. The muntahi, when he has seen reality, he doesn't desire for haram woman. But a person who just started still in tasawwuf, he still will have desire for woman. But as he progresses, that will go out now. The desire of haram will go out. But at the beginning, desire for fleshy motor cars, big houses, all gardens, things will still be there. Jab mila dard khoon hasrat se, but from you did not fulfill your desires. You didn't break the law, for your desire was there. But you didn't break the law of Allah. Kya kahun uska zauq e imani. What can I say? What a iman, what iman that person has got. That really he wants to commit that guna, but in Allah's fear he doesn't commit the guna. What you can't imagine what that person's position is. Sohbat ehle dil ki barkat se, by the company of those people who have got hearts, hearts which are alive, which are connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dil mein akhtar hai, kaise taabani. Oh akhtar, what taabani, what freshness, what enjoyment is not in their hearts. Those who come in the company of those people who have got the recognition of Allah and the love of Allah, this goes into everyone's heart also. And everyone starts enjoying. May Allah grant us this reality. Hi, Mohana.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام معزز محترم ذاکرین شاکرین اللہ کا احسان عظیم ہے اللہ تعالی ہمیں ایسے ایک مجلس میں بیٹھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی جس مجلس کے بارے میں حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہم القوم لا یشقا بہم جالیسہم ہم القوم لا یشقا بہم جالیسہم ایسے ایک جماعت ہے ان کے پاس بیٹھنے والا کوئی محروم نہیں جائے گا حضرت اللہ کراچی رحمت اللہ علیہ بتلاتے تھے دیکھو ایک کتا حدیث میں آیا ہے لا تدخل الملائکہ بیتن فیہ قلب لا تصابیر جس گھر میں کتا ہوتا ہے جانور کا تصبیر ہوتا ہے اس گھر میں فرشتے داخل نہیں ہوتا ہے ایک کتا ان سے فرشتوں کا نفرت ہے اس کے باوجود کتا اہل اللہ کے صحبت میں بیٹھنے کی وجہ سے اتنے قیمتی ہو گئے قرآن پاک میں اس کا واقعہ آیا ہے اصحاب کہف سات نوجوان تھا وہ اس زمانے کے بادشاہ تھا دکیانوس ایک ظالم کافر بادشاہ اس کے ڈر سے وہ پہاڑ کی گوہا میں گوہا کیا بات اردو کیا بولتے پہاڑ کے جو سوراخ ہوتا ہے پہاڑ کے سوراخ میں وہاں جا کر پناہ لیا اس کے ساتھ ایک کتا بھی گیا دیکھیے کتا سے فرشتوں کا نفرت ہے کتا رہنے سے اس گھر میں رحمت کے فرشتے داخل نہیں ہوتے ہیں لیکن اہل اللہ کی صحبت کے تاثیر دیکھیے اس کتا کی قیمت اتنے بار گیا قرآن پاک میں اس کا نام آ گیا قلبن باسطن ذراعیہ بالوسید قیامت تک لوگ قرآن پاک تلاوت کرے گا قلبن کا معنی ہے کتا ہاں یہ کتا کا نام تین حرف اس کو زبان پر لانے سے کم از کم تیس نیکی پڑھنے والے کے عمل میں اللہ دے دیں گے تھا تو ایک کتا لیکن اس کی اتنی قیمت بڑھ گئی اللہ پر قرآن پاک میں اس کا نام آ گیا پھر قیامت تک لوگ اس کو تلاوت کرتے رہیں گے اور کتا کے نام لینے کی وجہ سے کم از کم تیس نیکی پڑھنے والے کے عمل نامہ میں اللہ دے دیں گے اور پھر آخرت میں اللہ میں اس کتا کو جنت دے دیں گے سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ اہل اللہ کی صحبت کی قیمت کتنی ہے اہل اللہ کی صحبت کی اتنی قیمت ہے اللہ اکبر شاعر نے کہا ایک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہترا صد سال تو آپ دے دیا تھوڑے سے دیر کسی اہل اللہ کے پاس بیٹھنا 100 سال کی عبادت سے بھی زیادہ بہتر ہے एक सौ साल की इबादत से ज्यादा बेहतर है। अल्लाह अकबर। मुफ्ती आजम पाकिस्तान मुफ्ती शफी साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह हकीम उल उम्मत मुजद्दद मिल्लत हजरत मौलाना शाह अशरफ आज साहब खानवी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह के पास इस शेर के बारे में पूछा, जो हजरत थोड़े से वक्त हो किस अहलुल्लाह के पास बैठना, इतनी कीमती है, इतनी कीमती है, शायद या तो ज्यादा करके नहीं बताया। हजरत थानवी रहमतुल्लाह ने बताया, देखो यहाँ जो 100 साल की बात बताया ये कौन बताया, ऐसा होना चाहिए। एक जमाना सोहबते बाउनिया बेहतराज लाख साला तो आत बेरिया बेहतरा बेहतराज लाख साला तो आत बेरिया। थोड़े से वक्त अहलुल्लाह के पास बैठना 100 साल नहीं है, 1,00,000 साल के बाद उससे ज्यादा बेहतर है। 1,00,000 साल के बाद से ज्यादा बेहतर है। अल्लाह अकबर। इसलिए कि देखिए हजरत ने बताया शैतान बहुत इबादत किया, बहुत इबादत किया शैतान। उसके अंदर तीन आयन था, चौथा नंबर आयन नहीं था। तीन आयन क्या, आबिद, आबिद का आयन भी था, आलिम का आयन भी था, आरिफ का आयन भी था, आसिक का आयन नहीं था, आसिक का आयन नहीं था। इसलिए जब अल्लाह ने उसको बताया आजम को सजदा करो तो दलील से करने लगे, दलील देने लगे, जाना खैर मिन हो, मैं तो इससे बेहतर है, किस तरह मैं इसके सजदा करूंगा। तो बस अल्लाह ने दरबार से वो बिल्कुल उनको अल्लाह एखराज कर दिया। तो वो अगर आशिक होता कभी अल्लाह ने के पास ऐसे नहीं कहते, अल्लाह ने के पास ऐसे नहीं कहते। इसलिए हदीस में आया है हुमुल कौमो ला यश्का बिहिम जालिसुम, अहलुल्लाह ऐसे एक जमात है उनके पास बैठने वाला, उनके साथ ताल्लुक रहने वाला कोई महरूम नहीं जाएगा, बेईमान होकर मरेगा नहीं, ईमान के साथ मौत आ जाएगी इंशाअल्लाह। अहलुल्लाह की कदर करना चाहिए। हजरत अल्लाह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हमारे हजरत अल्लाह कुरैशी के बहुत महबूब तरीन खलीफा थे, महबूब तरीन। मैं वहां जब था कराची में हजरत का फोन जाता, बहुत ही एहतियात, बहुत ही शौक जौक से हजरत इनके हमारे हजरत के फोन को पकड़ लेते थे, बहुत महबूब तरीन खलीफा में से थे। देखिए उनके सहाबत में कितने लोगों को फायदा हो रहा है, सहाबत में उनकी कितनी तासीर, पूछिए इन्हों से जिन्होंने किया वक्त कुर्बान अल्लाह के लिए, सहाबत में उनकी कितनी लज्जत, पूछिए इन्हों से जिन्होंने किया वक्त कुर्बान अल्लाह के लिए, मशरिक ता मगरिब शिमाल ता जुनूब तफरीक फरमाई, हर एक इलाका मोहब्बत हक की आग लगाई, हर एक इलाका मोहब्बत हक की आग लगाई। दुआ करो भाई सारे मुल्क वालों हजरत के लिए, 130 साल उम्र बढ़ेगी फजले खुदा से। दुआ करो भाई साउथ अफ्रीका वालों हजरत के लिए, 120 साल उम्र बढ़ेगी फजले खुदा से। दुआ करो भाई आज ही हजरत सेहत आफियत के साथ दीनी खिदमत के लिए। आमीन आमीन आमीन। अल्लाह ताला आपके साया को तादेर हम पर कायम रखे, आपके साया को तादेर हम पर कायम रखे, और हम सब को बस आपके साया में अल्लाह ने फरवारिश फरमाए। आखिर दावाना अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد حضرت مولانا فست رضعيت في القرآن الشريف يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين أو those who have إيمان في الله سبحانه وتعالى and how will a person get this staying in the company of the pious people and the hadith of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب a person will be with those whom he loves he says it is Allah Ta'ala's great favor upon us that we are sitting in this majlis in this gathering such a gathering which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned humul qawm la yashqa bihim jalisuhum, these are such people that Allah wala is the friends of Allah that whoever just sits with them that person inshallah won't be deprived also. He says that look at the dog A dog is very, very despised and disliked by angels. So much so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the angels will not enter a house in which there is a dog and which there are pictures. Pictures and dogs, angels don't enter their house. They've got nafrat and hatred for it. So, but however, when a dog also sat in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became very, very valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there was a king, an oppressive king by the name of Dikyanus, and he made oppression on the people. There were seven youngsters, or a few youngsters, they left, and they decided to go and stay in a cave. They ran away from that area, and this dog followed them, and he stayed in their company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dog. The dog stayed in their company, Allah mentions the dog. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. The dog was sitting in front of the door where they were in the cave. They had gone to hide there. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned the dog in the Quran Sharif, which is three letters, Kalb, Kaf, Lam, Ba. And every time till the day of Qiyamah, a person will read the word Kalb, he will get 30 rewards. Just the dog, reading the word dog. But because it had connection with Allah, Allah's friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such value it had got. And even in the year after, this dog will enter Jannah. Amongst the animals which will enter Jannah, this is one animal which will enter Jannah in the year after because of the sohbat and company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a great thing is to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One poet says, the thing in one moment in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 100 years of ta'at, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without riya and show. So Mufti Azam, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the great Mufti of Pakistan, once he asked Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, I think the poet has exaggerated more than 100 years of nafal ibadat. So Hazrat Amir rahmatullah said no, in actual fact he said it very less. One moment in the company of the Allah wala's friends of Allah ta'ala is better than 100,000 years of ibadat without riya and show. The reason for this, as it mentions, is that shaitan, he had within him three qualities, three ayns. He was an alim, he was an abid, a great worshipper, an alim, a lot of knowledge also. And he was an arif, he had recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was not an ashiq, he wasn't a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah ta'ala commanded him to make sajda, then he gave a dalil. He said, oh Allah ta'ala, I am better than him. I am made of fire, he is made of sand. How can I make sajda to him? If he was an ashiq and a friend, a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lover will accept whatever his beloved says. I have to listen, my beloved has said this thing, he will accept it. So this, to get this in this majalis, we will be getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are such people, whom al-qum la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. Such people, who they are sitting in their company also, a person is not deprived. The great bounty of sitting in the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inshallah that person will leave this world with iman. And he says, we are very, very fortunate. We have in our masjid, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sadam Barakatum, who was a beloved khalifa, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So much so, he said many times I was there, and when the phone call used to come from South Africa, then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to get very, very excited and make sure he takes the phone call, and the way he used to take it, and it shows the great status which Hazrat Mawlana has got in the sight of his Shaykh. And today we are seeing so many people are benefiting from Hazrat Mawlana, that he has lit the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the world in many, many countries. So we should appreciate and take full benefit. And then in the ending he makes dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give Hazrat a very, very long life, 120 years. But then Hazrat says that, don't make such a dua for me. You must make dua for Hazrat. Allah must give him good health. Allah must not make him muhtaj on anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give him a sihat and tandarusti. And when the time comes for Allah ta'ala to take us away from this world, Allah must take us with iman. Allah must take us properly with in the rada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must not become a burden upon anybody. This is the dua we should make for Hazrat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just little explanation with regard to the dua. Many of our friends also make dua, may Allah give you a long life. But the object is, and it comes in a hadith also, man taala umrahu, a person who's long life, wa hasana amaluhu, and his amal are good. But old age comes with its baggage. And there are a lot of things with old age. And I find myself very weak. So what I request our friends to make dua, that Allah give me, and if you like it, make for your prayers, yourself, your family this dua, a life with good health, afiyat, salamati, izzat, nice, comfortable life. And for the sake of deen, for the pleasure of Allah and for akhirah. And without going through any sufferings in any way, illnesses, and without becoming a cause of inconvenience to anyone. Other people have to now look after you, do this for you, do that for you. Allah save us that we become a cause of inconvenience to anyone, and also that Allah save us from the chakkar of all hospitals and doctors and hakims and amils and all those things also. And on our time nicely, while we still walking around good health, we are not bedridden and we are not in all these problems. Allah take us with husne khatima, iman kamil, kalima shahadat, with full maghfirat and in the pleasure of Allah. That is what we want. Object is not really a long life. Even if you live a short life, but you are successful, everything of yours is done. And you live a long life. Many of us that we like to live long, my opinion, that is not the real object. And especially where you go through difficulty, hardship, your cause of difficulty, hardship to others, Allah save us from all that, inshallah. Azan is 8 o'clock. Yeh in this kitab, Tarbiyat Aashiqan Khuda, Hazrat made tarbiyat, corrected the lovers of Allah in their different ways. بنگلادیش کے ایک عالم کا خط جو احیاء دین کے نام پر ایک تنظیم قائم کر کے اس کا سر برہ بن کر کام کرنا چاہتے تھے. There is a letter of one عالم of Bangladesh who had established an organization for the revival of deen, and he wanted to be the leader of that organization. حضرت نے ان کو قید نفس سے آگاہ کر کے تنبیہ فرمائے. حضرت informed him of the tricks of the nafs, and informed him and guided him with regard to this. His letter reads, Mere Aqa aur Mere Sardar, my master and my master, aapke har ziyarat mein liye rahmat rahi. Whenever I meet you, it's a source of great blessing and rahmat of Allah upon me. Mujahadat ki mujhe aadat nahi hai. I'm not able to make mujahada, to strive, to work hard. That I'm not able to do. قصد و ارادہ کے استعمال کی ذریعے کبھی ایک قدم آگے بڑھنا مجھے یاد نہیں آتا. Just making intention, I don't remember I went more forward than an intention. I'd like to do all the good things, but to get into, like make getting up to hajjot, making, keeping nafil, rozas, all that, I am weak, I cannot manage all that. Lekin maine ye har bar aur barha mushahada kiya, but I saw this many times and experiences, ke mere hazrat ki sohbat baabe tazkiya-e nafs mein mere liye akthir hai. That my shaykh sohbat, that means our shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah, has been very, very effective for me to correct my lives, to make tazkiya, to correct and purify my life. Hazrat ki sohbat maasi se tanaffur aur ghin paida kar deti hai. Hazrat's company makes me dislike guna, and the smell of guna comes to me, that I hate guna. اور حضرت کے ساتھ ملازمت و مداومت قلب کے اندر ایک عظیم صفا کر دیتی ہے. And by staying with you for long, being with you, together with you, it produces a great shine in my heart, جس کا صاف صاف احساس ہوتا رہتا ہے. And I understand this very clearly, and I make it out very clearly. قلب کے اندر محسوس ہوتے رہتے ہیں علم. I feel it, I realize it in my heart. علم برکات و انشراحات پیدا اور بڑھتے رہتے ہیں. In my knowledge, لگ برکت comes. And new points come, and I realize deep matters of deen by the برکت of your company. اور حضرت سے فراق کے بعد بھی مدت دراز تک عبادات کی جذبات. And after حضرت goes away from Bangladesh, go back to Pakistan, for a long time I still feel for a long time this jazba for عبادت, ذکراللہ کا شوق, to make the ذکر of Allah, ذکر of Allah تعالی. جب اللہ اور حب الرسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ایک سوز, and I find the love of Allah, the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's like a fire burning.
boiling water, khauf khuda, the fear of Allah, yaad akhirat, to think and remember akhirat, aur deeni hosre mehsoos hote rehte, and my desire for deen increases all the time. Lekin hai, jitni duri hoti jati hai, but I'm so sorry that when long time has passed now, I haven't been with you, oh my Shaykh. Firaq wa baad mein izafa hota rehta hai. Then this separation from you and the distance from all these qualities start increasing now. Utna hi nuksan, phir khusran, phir hirman. Then there is so much of harm, so much of khusran, also harm. I fall down, hirman, I'm deprived then of all good also. Phir tarah tarah ki halakate gher leti hai. Then all types of gunas surround me, all evil start surrounding me. Aur gherti chali jati hai, and they completely surround me. Then I'm again back, not square one, I'm gone backwards again. Jahan istiyan se tanaffur tha, uski jagah talazzuz bil istiyan paida ho jata hai. Where I used to hate guna, now I start enjoying guna again. Pehle mehlan, phir qurb maasiyat, phir wukuf maasiyat hone lagta hai. First the desire for guna comes, then I go close to guna, then I actually fall into guna also. Phir to apni barbadi ki koi intiha nahi rehti. And then there is no end to all my destruction. The jawab Hazrat writes to this, the answer Allah gives him. Uski wajah khud aapka zikr aur fikr aur maamulat ke ehtimam na karna hai. The reason for all this condition that you fall back again. What is the reason? That your zikr, your fikr, and your maamulat, what you have to be reading, your morning, evening, wazaif, Quran, Sharif, all what you have to be doing, you are not doing those things. That is the reason why you fall back. And you can't be always with your share. Irshad al-Sadiqeen ki maamulat par amal ki jai. The note Hazrat gives, when a person becomes bad, what were things you have to be doing, do keep on doing those things. What your Shaykh has told you to do, keep on doing those things. Kha, nish, ya tulth, whether it is half you do, whether it is a third you do, but do what you have been told to do. Keep that up. Shaykh se duri, sahib maamulat ke liye muzir nahi. If your Shaykh is not near you, he's far from you, that won't be harmful for a sadiq, for a murid, as long as he does his maamulat. When the Shaykh is there, the Shaykh is his ma'amul. He must be sitting and be attentive and pay full attention to his Shaykh. When Shaykh is not there, then do what you do, make sure you do your zikr regularly, your tilawat regularly, your ma'amulat, your wazaif regularly, that is in place of the Shaykh. Ma'amulat, tazkiyah aur islah-e nafs ke liye, Irshad-us-Salikin mein jo likha hai. The ma'amulat, what were things we have to do, Hazrat has got it printed in his, for tazkiyah and for islah, for Irshad-us-Salikin, which if this time we'll read it, we are busy reading it already in that other kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we read the first point. So all those things which Hazrat has told, or like when we become bad, what we are told, to maintain Islamic dressing, to read Quran Sharif, to make our zikr morning, evening, and those who take interest and ask further, then they are shown more things also, surahs to read, the three kalima, the three zikrs, the durood sharif, istighfar, all those things, etc. Keep on doing those things. Us par amal karna zaruri hai. It's necessary to make amal on that, not just to become bad, and then we don't do any wazifa. Aur asbab-e-maasiyat se baud ko lazim kar diya jaye, and make it compulsory upon you to distance yourself from the, not from guna only, but from the causes of guna. Don't even go near the causes of guna. One is, you don't look at a woman. One is, you know there are plenty of women at the railway station. Unnecessary you're going to the railway station. You're going to the bus stand. You know there are a lot of women there. You in fact buy a house near a high school, girls' high school.
So all the girls pass your house, and then you will be able to see this. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place in Cape Town. Humble request for the brothers to participate, and those who cannot participate, inshallah, we should try to listen to the programs on the live streaming, and we should make dua also for the success of the Jalsa.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أحينا ما كانت الحياة خير لنا وتوفنا ما كانت الوفاة خير لنا ونسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة وكلمة الإخلاص في الرضا والغضب ونسألك نعيما لا ينفد مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله